Good morning and welcome to Talk to the Expert this morning. It's time for our show with Just G. Gina of the Iowa Specialty Clinics and Hospitals.
Yes, all of them.
And all the ports at sea.
Yes.
Busy girl.
Yeah.
Busy, busy girl. And we are, you know, remember when back in the olden days when we weren't as clever as we are now, when we used to say, you know, when things slow down.
Oh, my
goodness. I'm going to take care of this and this and this and this. And
I just took that out of my vocabulary.
Me too.
It doesn't even make sense.
It just sets you up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
So just know
and then I just feel badly and it's not worth it.
Yep.
I'll get to it when I get to it. That's my new mantra.
There you go. Well, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about some of the things that you'll get to when you get to.
Yeah.
But the first thing we need to let people know about is that nobody has any control over, really, is the babies.
Oh, the babies.
Because babies come when babies are ready.
Babies
Mom
come,
and dad don't
yes.
get a vote, really.
And we just had a full moon, and let me tell you, there is something. Our OB leader posted something on Facebook about the full moon, and she's like, let me tell you something.
Oh, my word.
So the magic number as of today is 479.
Wow.
This year. Yep. Yep. So.
And we've got a lot of time left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hoofta.
Yeah.
Huh.
They're coming.
Babies happen.
Yeah. And speaking of that, so we are doing some construction in to build 3 brand new LDRP rooms.
Okay.
And then LDRP is labor, delivery, postpartum, and recovery. So you do all of those things in the room.
Okay.
I think back in the day, maybe when you and I had babies, you delivered in one room, and then you went back to your room.
I got to be in a birthing room with ours.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. I did have to vacate early because another girl was coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had...
Yeah.
You're healed. Go.
So we are actually putting a rendering of what one of those rooms will look like on our Facebook page the Iowa Specialty Facebook page that will be coming. So anyway, to make room for these LDRP rooms, which need to be next to the OB department, which is in the central part of the hospital, we are moving the specialty clinic.
Okay.
The specialty clinic will be now relocating to the east side of the hospital in Clarion.
Okay.
And in order to make room for the specialty clinic, HR, our CEO, his assistant, my department, accounts payable, a lot of those, you know,
admin.
Admin departments needed to get booted. So... we have all relocated and vacated the east side of the hospital. So now that is in heavy construction. And I mean, it's gutted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
we'll have some pictures up of that, too.
Needs are very different for, you know, please sign here, sign,
yes.
you know, bring your check here to pay for your services as opposed to, okay, what's happening with you?
Right. Right. Yes.
And very different.
We're not considered that important. So, anywho.
Maybe not as time sensitive.
Right. So yes. if you're in Clarion and you happen to go by the hospital, there's more activity again. We had a little
okay.
rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about the stuff that you guys are doing, I remember that 9 square thing that we
yep.
used to have where you shuffle this
exactly.
one here and you move it here and then you move this one down and
yeah.
Huh. I got a hole over here now. Okay. You know, reshuffle.
As a leadership group, sometimes we laugh about or have a little contest, like, how many offices have you had?
Oh,
well, and I think Lisa Hagee is actually the winner. I think overall she moved the most and she's not even there anymore.
Oh, had the same job the whole time, but she's been in
a
different
location. Yeah, just that
many
moves. And so, yeah, there's like a trophy.
Traveling trophy, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's just a reflection of how Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics says, okay, we're not meeting the needs of our mm-hmm. our people mm-hmm. or, you know, our patients. So, okay, how do we fix this?
Yeah.
Move all those squares.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, until it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the hospital bought the Shopko building in Clarion.
Okay.
They went out of business, and it was abandoned for quite a while. So we purchased that building, and now our materials department is there.
Okay.
So now materials, all the supplies are offsite, which is awesome because now they have, they kept some of the aisles so they can actually stock things just like a store a little more efficiently, and they have a lot more space to expand. They have,
we have a room to see what they have.
Yeah. We were out there when they just had their week, you know, recognition week.
Sure.
And we went out and took some photos and got a little tour. And now we have this big truck that is wrapped with our logo that does all the deliveries back and forth and to all the locations. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Since you have so many locations to go to, it wasn't required to be next to the, or within the building.
Right.
Because
the patients are the most important piece. So they need to be obviously there.
Yeah, having them close is good.
Yeah. But so anyway, yeah, it's just like this fruit basket upset, but it makes more and more sense the more we do it, you know, and as the needs change, so do we.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing. So anyway, we've got the those LDRP rooms will be coming as soon as they can move the specialty clinic out. And that's done. So it's always, you know, got to finish one to move this, just like you said. Also, we need to talk about flu shots.
Okay. Talk about timeliness.
Yes. It's speaking of timeliness, we do have some drive-through flu shot clinics coming up. All of the hospital staff just had theirs. So now is the time to get your flu shots. And I will tell you that all I keep reading and all we keep hearing is that this year is going to be bad. Based on what they've seen already, like in Australia, for cases and people being hospitalized. So if you've ever been on the fence, I would highly recommend you just get this taken care of. So the first flu shot clinic will be coming up very shortly, October 15th, which is...
Oh, that's Saturday.
Saturday. And that's in Belmond at the main entrance from 9 a.m. to noon. So Saturday... This Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon in Belmond. And then the second one is in the Clarion ER entrance. And that is on October 22nd, again from 9 to noon. So.
Like literally drive up, stick out your arm and.
Yep. It's what we did during the pandemic.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was very slick.
Yeah.
Yep. Scheduling is preferred, but drive ups are also welcome. So if you can schedule it, the number is 888-258-0078. And this information is on our Facebook page.
Okay.
It's a $30 self-pay. Insurance is accepted. You need to bring your insurance card, and then you will sign a waiver. And then the high-dose VFC will be offered based on availability.
So okay.
There's that. And since we're talking about vaccines, we also...
Before we go to that,
yes.
Question.
Yes.
Okay, so those are the drive-through clinics. Can you make...
I think you can still schedule in the clinic if you want to. Yeah. They're just trying to make it easier to get a mass amount of people done because, you know, it's hard for scheduling in the clinic and it's hard for people to come in. So
sure.
These off days when they can just farm people through is just a lot easier for everybody.
Okay.
And then we had this out in our newsletter this last month. We have COVID-19 bivalent booster clinics also coming up. Clarion is on Wednesdays, from 3 to 5, began on September 21st. Belmond's are Thursdays from 3 to 5. And then Garner is every other Tuesday from 3 to 5. So these clinics are for children and adults ages 12 and over who are at least 2 months from their primary COVID-19 vaccine series or your last booster. So again, Clarion, Wednesdays 3 to 5, Belmond, Thursdays 3 to 5, Garner, every other Tuesday 3 to 5.
And you again, have to have a
by appointment. Yep. Okay. And again, it's that same number, 888-258-0078. There's all that information on our website and Facebook. So
okay. Yeah, because, I mean, Criminelli, we're halfway through October.
Yeah.
So now's the time.
Yes.
Now's the time.
Yeah, and I think it's earlier. They've already seen cases in Iowa.
Oh,
but everywhere. So it's coming for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just hate them. That's just the worst.
Well, and yeah. And people have confused flu, you know, because there is no such thing as a stomach flu, but that's what we call it.
Yeah.
And this is influenza. And
yes,
I think
the kind that affects your lungs and
thoroughly respiratory.
Yeah. Fever, aches, body. Yeah, the whole thing. I had it a couple years ago. It was so nasty.
Let's just avoid it.
Exactly. Well, do what you can.
Get
vaccinated. Obviously,
yeah.
The flu shot isn't 100% like everything else, but it sure helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it can knock it down anyway.
I'd rather have a sore arm for a couple days from that vaccine than the flu. So
you can find that because we go through this fast. But you can go on and what's the Facebook page?
Just Iowa Specialty Hospital. Just search for that on Facebook if you don't already like and follow us.
And
you should like
if
and
you
follow
don't
us.
Like and follow. Yeah.
Exactly. It's free.
Sure.
I mean,
and favorite. Like, follow, favorite.
Right.
Favorite. Because then it'll always pop up.
Right. Right. And then you won't miss anything.
Yep.
So speaking of drugs, which obviously is the theme of the day, we are having a National Drug Take Back Day. Not just us because it's national, but we are.
You didn't start
we're
it.
We're participating in it. So I can't take all the credit. That's on October 28th. And the drop-off location is the Iowa Specialty Pharmacy in Clarion from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
And what does that mean? What does a drug drop-off mean? What are you supposed to do for that?
Well, I will tell you. Unneeded prescription medications, I'm just reading this from our little ad here, are a public safety issue and too often become gateway to addiction. So protect your family and community by properly disposing of your old, unwanted or no longer needed medications. Just don't even take them out of the pill box. Just put them in a bag and bring them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need, just leave them. If you are unable to attend that day, which again is October 28th, we do have a disposal bin in the pharmacy.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, I love those.
Yes.
Yeah, so then you can just, any time during regular business hours, you can just come drop them off.
Because you shouldn't flush that stuff either.
No,
because
don't
then
flush
it gets
it.
In our groundwater, and yes. that's just bad.
It is bad.
So let's just dispose of them properly.
Yeah, let the mm-hmm. professionals take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Friday, October 28th, 9 a.m. to 5:30, National Drug Take Back.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then, if we have time for one more thing, I just wanted to reiterate again: the Redoc program is in full swing that we had talked about for. Long time. And this is for anybody wanting to switch their health care to Iowa Specialty Hospitals and or clinics. If you are, for example, a Webster City resident and you seek health care elsewhere and you want to try out Iowa Specialty Hospitals, go to our website, iowaspecialtyhospital.com. You can click on the resources tab and it's the very first thing. It says Redoc program. Fill out a little questionnaire, hit submit, and then somebody will get in touch with you.
Okay. And help you with the process of getting your records switched.
Yep, they switch all your records and they do all of it. And then we will get you set up with a provider that we feel is best for you, depending on the location that you want to be seen or what
your needs.
Issues or needs mm-hmm. are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's all very easy and very user-friendly, personalized, which is nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's really just kind of the first step in the personalized care that you guys offer.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really fits with your company mantra, I think.
Yeah.
That, okay, we'll just start it right. And yeah. That's even for somebody who maybe has a provider within your system.
Yeah.
And wants to think, you know, maybe there's somebody else who might work better for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Because that's the worst thing is if you have a provider and you just feel stuck. Like, you know what? I mean, this really isn't working out. We're not really on the same playing field and not speaking the same language. You can switch.
Sure.
But we will help you find somebody that might be more appropriate.
And that kind of gets you over that awkward moment because all of us, mm-hmm. you know, we think about not being picked for kickball.
Right.
You know, that guy was left last.
Yes.
You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah.
And this is a way to do so that is... without conflict.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or embarrassment or,
yeah.
you know, just, yeah. Yeah. It's all good. I mean, you have to advocate for yourself.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of times nobody else is going to do that. So.
Sure.
And then I'll just close out. I have a couple Prescani comments from the Webster City Clinic. And again, these are comments that come in from our surveys, that Prescani surveys that we send out. So I appreciate the new clinic and use of my chart. Dr. Swisher is very thorough. That's the reason I followed him from Mason City to Webster City. Keep up the quality care. Let's see here. The nurse, Carrie, and the lab tech, Lexi, were great when my daughter passed out after having blood drawn. It was after 5, and they took the time to stay with us till she was okay. Dr. Swisher is very thorough. Carrie, Lexi, and Dr. Swisher are amazing. Let's see here. Best I ever had. Some of these are just hard to read. Nurse was excellent. I'm 59 and never had medical service even close to this good.
That's
pretty nice.
That is
isn't
nice.
It? Yeah. Exceptionally little waiting for nurse, doctor, x-ray, and lab tech, and then everyone was kind and helpful. So those are always shared with all the leadership team and then everybody at the clinic. So
fill those cups.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And some of them aren't always great. You know, we have those too. And oh, that's another thing too. So yes, some of them aren't great, but they're all seen. And then those are the opportunities for improvement that we take as gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate for you to tell somebody else when
right.
that person can't fix what happened. So we, you know, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now we do also have these comments and provider rankings on our website per each physician. So that's a huge win for us too.
Sure.
So if you could pull up Dr. Swisher, for example, on the website, it will show you what his average ranking is, and then you can look at all his comments.
And that is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's world where we're used to looking for customer reviews.
Exactly. It's an Amazon review for your provider. Exactly. And we all like those.
We do. Yep. We do. You know, yep. And you take the bad with the good,
mm-hmm.
because what somebody thinks is a bad comment, somebody else will be like, well, that's what I like, you know.
Right. Or that's not
got me through in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted.
Who wants to hang around?
Exactly.
Nice place and all, but
wouldn't want to live there.
I got stuff to do.
Exactly. All right. So that's a catch up from like a month.
Yeah.
Since I've been in. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
On?
So a couple of drives. So all these dates that we talked about, because I mean, who can remember that?
Yeah.
They're all on your Facebook page.
Yep.
So you can find them there quickly and easily.
Flu Shot Clinics. First one is this Saturday in Belmond. And then Clarion on the 22nd. Those are both 9 to noon. National Drug Take Back Day is October 28th. And that is from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And then 888-258-0078 is the number to call for those appointments and also for the COVID booster.
Yes, because... And the medical folks say it's okay to get your flu mm-hmm. shot and a COVID booster at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it makes sense of, well, let's just have my arm hurt
exactly.
in two places for a while instead of two separate times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
When I had my last booster for COVID, I couldn't raise my arm.
Oh.
For a couple of days. So I opted not to do that. But personal choice.
Yeah. Makes it hard to put on a bra when you can't
lift
up your arm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you do it on a Friday.
So you can have casual Saturday.
Exactly.
Oh, and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
Speaking of that.
Get your mammogram. If you're mm-hmm. if you're over age 40, I think is the screening guidelines now.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your mammogram.
Yeah. Actually, didn't they even lower it?
35.
I think it's 35 now because it was 40 for a long time.
Yeah.
Because 40 seems so old then.
I had my first one at 18.
You're covered.
We're good. Yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah.
And people can look at the baby counter.
On the front page of the website
yep.
is the baby counter.
Keep track
and
of
it'll
the baby counter.
When you pull up the website, it counts from 0 and it goes all the way up. Yeah.
That's fun.
Every day.
Should cry at the end.
Yeah.
Right. That'd be awesome.
Don't give me any more work.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll take that cute little idea and keep it to myself. We hope everybody has a great weekend. Thanks for joining us, Gina.
Thank you, Justy.
From the Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinic. All over Central Iowa.
Yes, we're all up and down the I-35 corridor now.
Yep, like air. Thanks, Gina. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.